This is Randomly Raw, the podcast where you never know what you're going to hear. Some stories told in this podcast may contain explicit language or graphic depictions. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, guys, so the past couple times on the podcast, I've been doing fairy tale stuff, old myths, all that lovely junk. So today, in honor of all of that, I'm doing Area 51. Or also the United States Air Force facility, commonly known as what we call Area 51. It's a classified remote detachment of Edwards Air Force Base within the Nevada Test and Training Range. According to the Central Intelligence Agency, the correct names for the facility are Humey Airport and Groom Lake. Though the name Area 51 was used in CIA document from the Vietnam War, the facility has also been referred to as Dreamland and Paradise Range. I don't know why anyone would ever call it that. Among other nicknames, the special use airspace around the field is referred to as Restricted Area 5808 North. It's an airport-type military installation owned by, of course, the U.S. federal government, operated by United States Air Force, located in Lincoln County, Nevada, and that's pretty much all in that area. But the base's current primary purpose is publicly unknown. Why would you have it unknown? I mean, if it's an air base, a branch of the military, wouldn't it just be doing military stuff? What do you think?
Well, being a member of the military myself, there are some things that the military does that we can't express to the public. So if there is anything, you know, going on other than what they're publicly saying, they would have to keep it a secret if it was some type of classified projects.
But according to historical evidence, it just supports the development and testing of experimental aircrafts and weapons.
To be fair, every time that there's some type of issue with things like, you know, terrorists shooting down planes out of the sky and they go off, we just tell everyone it's a training exercise and go on with our day. So there's that.
So they just say that so no one panics because basically they screwed up?
More along the lines of they spread it so that people will try not to look too closely and get into their business when it is a top secret clearance required or higher level of whatever it is they're doing there, to where only like the top ranking people in the military could even get access to whatever it is they're doing there.
Okay, well, thank you. The intense secrecy surrounding the base has made it the frequent subject of conspiracy theories and a central component to, you guessed it, unidentified flying objects, or UFO. Although the base has never been declared a secret base, all researches and concurrences in Area 51 are top secret sensitive compartmented information. What do you think about that one?
Well, like I said before, if it's, you know, top secret and it's all going to be kept in one secure location to where nobody can really get to it unless, except for the people who are doing the projects. So if they don't let anything out that's going on there, it's just, you know, not everything there has to be some kind of dark conspiracy theory type of thing. But they have to keep all of it secret, because if they only keep some things secret, some things not, then people would know exactly where to look and hack into to get to the top secret stuff.
So, there could be recovered UFOs there, but we would not know it because they're not releasing anything. For all we know, the last airplane to go down could have been a UFO, and they're just covering it up.
Well, it's definitely possible. It wouldn't be the first time in history that the military has known things that are extremely useful or could be extremely dangerous and just decided to keep it from us. I mean, even in World War II, the president had found out we managed to crack the German code that the Nazis were using, and we had decoded that one of the other countries in the war was going to be bombed. But we didn't want the Germans to find out that we'd broken their code, so we just let the country get bombed to cover our own butts. So it wouldn't be that big of a step up for them to say, oh, you know, there's aliens, but we feel, in our opinion, that America is not ready to handle the use of aliens, so we're just going to make that decision on our own to cover that up until we feel they're ready.
Well, thank you. That was very insightful.
Thank you.
But on June 25th of 2013, following a Freedom of Information Act request filed in 2005, the CIA publicly acknowledged the existence of the base for the first time, declassifying documents detailing the history and purpose of Area 51. Area 51 is located in the southern portion of Nevada in the western United States, 83 miles or 134 kilometers north-northwest of Las Vegas, situated at its center on the southern shore of Groom Lake in a large military airfield. The site was acquired by United States Air Force in 1955, primarily for the flight testing of the Lockheed UT aircraft. The area around Area 51, including the small town of Rachel on the extraterrestrial highway, is a popular tourist destination. What do you have to think about that? Well, before you actually answer my question, keep in mind it was created in 1955, was patented to be revealed on requested file in 2005. And then they finally decided to let it, the secret of the base, out in 2013.
Well, that is a pretty massive, massive time gap. I think, you know, it was patented about 10 years after the end of World War II, which, you know, if they were covering up things like UFOs in 1955, it, you know, could potentially be, you know, maybe we were being surveillanced by, you know, by aliens. If that were the case, they would see what kind of state the world was in after the war and decide that would be a good time to try to, you know, swoop in and do whatever it is they planned on doing. But whenever they landed, we managed to get a hold of them first. And the massive time gap could be because even though we have, you know, for most things, the government has plans and protocol set in motion for most things, I doubt they had something directly set in plan for an alien UFO landing. So between figuring out what to do, how to do it, and then taking the time and money from the government needed to secretly move and secure all that stuff and hide it to cover it up would probably explain the massive time jumps, because anybody who's ever visited the DMV has noticed how slow the government tends to move. So whenever, you know, the massive gap from 1955 to 2005, when they managed to do all of that, it's an entire 50 years worth of trying to figure out what they're going to do with it, which means within that 50 years, somebody finally decided to get up off their butt and actually, you know, force all these plans that they've been working on into motion to actually get things out of there, so it would stop looking so suspicious, even though they didn't take into account the 50-year gap itself looks suspicious.
Yeah, speaking of suspicious, it is suspicious because when you actually look at it, they're sitting out in the middle of nowhere for no reason. But it was also close to the very first UFO sighting area of a crashed UFO that they took up the space. For what reason, I don't know. But you guys will come to learn that I am a very big conspiracy geek. I've studied every conspiracy that has ever been published, and when you actually read them and you know, you study them and you find the facts to them, and then you find what the government released, you look and you see that there's so much differences when, you know, sometimes the conspiracy actually shows the truth. And then you look at the government explanation and you're like, did we all really fall for this junk? Just like with Area 51. You know, everybody calls it that, but obviously, that's not its real name. That's just its location. But being a conspiracy geek, I've stumbled upon some of the thinkings, and I believe these thinkings. That it's a secretive nature, an undoubted connection to classified aircraft research, together with reports of unusual phenomena, have led Area 51 to become a focus of modern UFO and other conspiracy theories. Some of the activities mentioned in such theories at Area 51 include the storage, examination, and reverse engineering of crashed alien spacecraft, including the material supposedly recovered at Roswell, the study of their occupants, living and dead, gray aliens, and the manufacture of aircraft based on alien technology. Now, a lot of people believe that, you know, a lot of our military aircraft are based off of alien UFOs, the triangular shape, and some of its equipment. I, for one, am sort of believing on that one, but not very much. But Area 51 is also known for meetings or joint undertakings with extraterrestrials, the development of exotic energy weapons for the Strategic Defense Initiative, or other weapons programs, the development of means of weather control, the development of time travel and teleportation, the development of unusual and exotic propulsion systems related to the Aurora program, and I apologize for my mispronunciations. Typically, I have my partner in crime help me pronounce out words. I have small issues with pronunciations. Activities related to a supposed shadowy one world government or the Majestic 12 organization. Let me explain the Majestic 12 organization to you guys real quick so you can understand. The Majestic 12 program is made up of men who are still alive today and are way too old to even be alive, that back way, 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 way back, they came to a type of agreement with extraterrestrials in exchange for some of their family. Now, their family has come back to them, but a lot of them have died because the aliens have experimented, extracted DNA, implanted embryos to help build a alien race that will mix in with human race for the extraterrestrial and human war that is to be done in the future. A lot of people believe that's going to be the apocalypse. The extraterrestrial war with humans is going to be the apocalypse. But we unknowingly have alien-human hybrids living amongst us because of these Majestic 12. a lot of our diseases that we get is from, well, this, I'm not saying it is, but it is believed that a lot of our issues like cancer and all stuff like that come from being tested on by the aliens. And not to hit a sore spot out there, but a lot of conspirators of aliens think that, you know, women who are infertile have become infertile because these Majestic 12 basically signed them up to be abducted. The aliens did their tests on them and made it impossible for them to bear. I'm not fully in support of that opinion, but I do believe the Majestic 12 has been allowing us to be abducted and setting up these abductions and creating cover-ups and destroying people that get in their way. And if for some odd reason one of the Majestic 12 is listening right now, I know you're there. I know you're real. But many of the hypotheses concern underground facilities at Groom or at Papoose Lake, also known as S4 location, 8.5 miles south, and includes claims of transcontinental underground railroad system, a disappearing airstrip nicknamed the Cheshire Airstrip, after, of course, the Cheshire Cat, which briefly appears when water is sprayed onto its camouflage asphalt, an engineering base on alien technology. Publicly available satellite imagery, however, reveals clearly visible landing strips at Groom Dry Lake, but not at Papoose Lake. In the mid-1950s, civilian aircraft flew under 20,000 feet, while military aircraft flew under 40,000 feet. Once the U-2 began flying above 60,000 feet, an unexpected side effect was an increasing number of USO sightings being reported. Sightings occurred most often during early evening hours, when airline pilots flying west saw the U-2's silver wings reflect the setting sun, giving the aircraft a fiery appearance. Many sightings reports came to the Air Force's Project Blue Book, which investigated UFO sightings through air traffic controls and letters to the government. The project checked U-2 and later Oxcart flight records to eliminate the majority of UFO reports it received during the late 1950s and 1960s, although it could not reveal to the letter writers the truth behind what they saw. Similarly, veterans of experimental programs such as Oxcart and NERVA at Air 51 agree that their work inadvertently prompted many of the UFO sightings and other rumors. But honestly, I'm going to say this, and I really don't care at this point. I do not trust the government. Ironic, since my partner in crime works in the military. But that's all time I got for you guys tonight. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope to catch you again. Don't lose hope in what is unknown.
This has been another installment of Randomly Raw. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast for future episodes. Join the family. Catch you next time.